What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My face when I can't be on Truth Social calling Zelensky names. Well, and
it's like, this isn't just like a convenient screen grab. I saw so many pictures just like this where he just appeared to be having a really awful time for the entire parade. It's good. I'm glad. Like, I'm glad he wasn't having a fun time. It was a travesty.
I think he's more like us than they think. I mean, I think he's dopamine brained. He wants to be on Truth Social calling Gavin Newsom new scum. And when he's not, when he actually has to sit there, he's a little bit pissed off.
Donald Trump threw a fascist parade, and it kind of flopped really big while everybody showed up for No King's Day, including my good friend Adam Mockler. How you doing, buddy?
Sup, thanks for having me, man.
So before we go into some stories about your experience at the protest, I just kind of wanted to take a look at Donald Trump's cringe snooze fest of a North Korea parade. Our great producer Dante has prepared some clips for us to look at, but you saw how that went. That was pretty embarrassing.
It was pathetic. It was like a Timu North Korea parade. It was terrible.
It's like we have a really strong and scary military. If you're going to do a military parade in the United States of America, like, we could probably pull off one, especially since Trump is such a showman. He's a fucking theater kid. Like, you'd think we'd have had some bells and whistles, but it was so sad.
It's also kind of wild that I'm a 22-year-old running a YouTube channel, and I have better sponsorships than that military parade did. They had Coinbase as a sponsorship, and then off the back of that, they had Palantir. Could you imagine if Democrats had a parade and Palantir was the one? As Palantir was collecting data about millions of Americans, effing wild.
It's so weird. I mean, the conservatives love teaming up with the exact types of people that the conspiracy theories about us suggest, right? Like, objectively, if Elon Musk did exactly what he did with Doge as part of a liberal administration, the conservatives would be furious. Of course, that type of hypocrisy is just all over MAGA, but it's just Palantir, Peter Thiel in general. Dante, throw up whatever clip I sent you first. I just want to take a look at this bullshit.
Ready to serve, it remains an enduring symbol of the 1st Cavalry Division's legacy and commitment to duty.
Yeah, he looks like he doesn't want to be there. It's like, dude, this was your thing.
Dude, it looks like a young kid playing with like toy tanks and moving them around. Why does it look so cheap? Did they make it intentionally cheap because they hate him?
A kid whose parents didn't even buy them nice toys.
Yeah, and he definitely doesn't want to be there. He looks pretty sad. Why is he so sad?
Because he's underwhelmed. I think he didn't really put planning into it. I don't think he like facilitated the actual organizing of the event, and I think he expected something a little bit more reflective of how actually scary our military was. This felt like the school dance that the teachers organized.
Yeah.
That only kind of like the kids who maybe didn't have more fun stuff to do went to. Dante, can you throw up another? Oh yeah. Rubio is really bad at hiding his feelings on his face. Like,
he just visibly yawned while he's manspreading.
Israel and Iran are warring right now, and so many top officials from our military were at this parade, and it's like, you'd think they would have been in some sort of crisis room trying to prevent even worse things from happening, but Secretary of State Mark Rubio is sitting there yawning, exhausted. No,
our Marines need to be in L.A., man. Our Marines need to be in L.A., quelling peaceful protests, throwing tear gas. You don't understand.
Yeah, it's so strange to have the... I mean, it's not strange since it's Donald Trump, but it's so strange objectively to be doing the military parade while the military is busy in the City of Angels, you know, trying to provoke people to be more aggressive. It's such a mess. But Rubio's really bad at hiding how he feels. You remember the pictures and videos of him during that disastrous meeting with Zelensky, where he just had that grumpy look on his face, like a, oh my God, I loathe you guys so much for dragging me into this fascism. There's also an image we're going to throw up right now of Trump sitting there that I think really covers how he felt about the whole shebang while the while the No Kings protests were popping off around the country. It's on screen right now.
My face when I can't be on Truth Social calling Zelensky names. Well, and
it's like, this isn't just like a convenient screen grab. I saw so many pictures just like this, where he just appeared to be having a really awful time for the entire parade. It's good. I'm glad. Like, I'm glad he wasn't having a fun time. It was a travesty.
I think he's more like us than they think. I mean, I think he's dopamine brained. He wants to be on Truth Social calling Gavin Newsom new scum. And when he's not, when he actually has to sit there, he's a little bit pissed off. But the military parade is weird. It's fashy, and the timing of it is insane. Right at a time when Trump is intentionally escalating the protests in LA, right at a time when he's mobilizing the Marines and the National Guard as a war is breaking out, he uses our taxpayer dollars to do this cheap ass toy set kit. But also, I kind of loved the fact that he was clearly pissed while there were protests around the country that were just rolling him in numbers.
It reminds me of like his inauguration when he was freaking out about all those pictures that came out of how few people were out there for it, specifically the 2016 one is what I'm referencing. He really had a conniption about people realizing that nobody wanted to pull up to that. He likes to throw a party, and I don't think he likes it when the party's a little bit of a flop. Dante, will you throw up the next clip? Oh yeah, this is him getting a present. Melania doing the Melania smile. He just looks unsatisfied. Oh yeah, they're singing happy birthday. I think they're supposed to be singing it to the military, because I think they were pretending this was like a military birthday party.
What a terrible birthday party. It's not even a nightmare blunt rotation. I just wouldn't go to the rotation. I just wouldn't show up.
I think this is like a nightmare crack rotation.
Trump is thinking right now, this guy's a fucking loser. Why am I shaking this guy's hand?
They could have sent some like buff Chad up there to like, you know, seem like a kind of alpha male type of military dude. They picked some twink who looks like I could beat him in a fight.
Yeah, I was about to say, they sent me up there. They sent some dude.
Might as well have just sent you, me, all of the other lib content creator boys. They should have sent Harry Sisson up there to give Trump the flag, although he would never do that because Harry stands against the administration. There was some clip of a Fox News host trying to put some sort of positive spin on it. This is going to be a huge driver in military recruitment. If we could take a look at that real quick.
There is no doubt in my mind that this will go down in history as the moment that lit a match in this country. The feeling in this crowd is the text messages that I'm receiving from all my
He's getting a lot of texts from the friends that he totally has. They go to different schools.
They go to different schools.
His girlfriend in Canada. Yeah.
All different shades. This is me trying to explain my Hinge. I'm like, I swear, I've got a bunch of text notifications. Everyone's telling me the same thing.
I own it, dude. I own that my Hinge has less traffic than Trump's military.
I'm excited for what's to come for our country.
Okay, I'm done with this clip. I want to play the one with the drunk lady. Did you see the one with the drunk lady?
Oh, no, I heard about this one. Let me see. Let's live react.
Oh, yeah.
With us now is former Defense Intel Agency officer Rebecca Koffler. Rebecca, what are your thoughts tonight on the incredible symbolism and the messaging that we saw here tonight from the Commander-in-Chief on the Army's 250th birthday?
I am so excited, Emily and Lucas Tomlinson. Everybody, like, this is incredible.
Smartest finally, Republican, most coherent Republican on Fox News.
Is back. I want to really thank all of our Army, Navy, and Air Force officers who have been sacrificing
former Defense Intel Agency officer, by the way.
Lives.
She's fucking Hega Seth wasted.
Their families have been
is she wasted or just Republican?
To the mission. Most of the time,
probably
the past
both.
Quarter of
Let's
a
let
century,
her cook.
Because of the mismanagement of the.
Give this lady some keys right now.
The administrative states. They've been fighting these foreign wars, but with our new in chief, Donald J. Trump, they are prioritizing America first. And I want to thank these officers for all of these sacrifices and all of the hardships that their families have been doing. Lawrence Jones, you're rocking, man. you guys in Paris, Lucas.
Thank you.
I want to thank
someone saying into their ear pierce right now, change the fucking subject.
They just cut her off.
That was bad.
I think she was fine. I would let her drive me.
Dante, we have more clips, right? I feel like I sent you a bunch.
There is no earthly force more powerful than the brave heart of a U.S. infantryman.
Oh yeah, that was Trump dementia-ing the word infantry. There's no braver force than the infantrymen.
He's also just like an infant. He's got an infantile vocabulary and view of the world, and it actually annoys the hell out of me. Anytime he talks about our troops, it's disrespectful. Remember on Memorial Day, like a few weeks back, when he posted "Happy Memorial Day" to all the radical left lunatics destroying the country? He can't even be serious for a second to respect our veterans. Yet, like, whenever I'm on a show like Piers Morgan, they always virtue signal and say, Biden allowed 13 soldiers to die in Afghanistan, which, of course, it's very, very sad. But I don't want to hear that coming from Benny Johnson after he reposts the Memorial Day post that Trump sent out. It's just annoying. It's annoying.
As if Benny Johnson, as if these fucking right-wing content creators care about the vets while Doge.
He takes money from Russia. Russia has the bounty, has bounties on the heads of U.S. vets. It's just gaslighting.
And like, you know, the DOGE, which they're so excited about, I try not to call it Doge because I don't want to play into Elon's hand. I know he's so fucking amused by it being called Doge, so I try to say DOGE. They're cutting veteran benefits. I feel like it's so repetitive at this point to call this shit out, but it's like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
And another thing that's repetitive is taking something Trump does and talking about how if Biden did literally exactly that, the right would freak out. But if Biden said infantry men instead of infantry, there would be an ad running with a bunch of infantry men talking about how Biden disrespected them.
I always talk about this and I point out how repetitive it is. I go, I know this talking point is trite, but please imagine if President Obama took a $400 million jet from Qatar and then posted a photo of himself as the Pope. And then off the back of that, I don't even know, called a governor scum. Imagine if Obama in 2014 called a governor scum. This would be in the news cycle, not just for a week, for months. Yeah, Trump does this
every
single day.
Imagine if Kamala Harris right now did that.
She should. Like,
respectability politics is holding Democrats back so much, and I don't really know what to do about it exactly, because some of the Democrats I see who do break out of that get so much shit. Like when Jasmine Crockett starts getting real with people and talking real shit, you know, people on the left and right come after her.
Yeah, it's rough. We need to be edgy. We need to be punchier. I think Newsom has been doing a good job at that lately. Newsom has been trolling Republicans on Twitter. He's been punching back. Jasmine Crockett's a good political knife fighter. I think we just need to let go of the people who will be mad no matter what and kind of finger wag. Like, Jasmine Crockett could say the most perfect burn ever, and people on the left will inevitably be offended and say, you shouldn't have said that. We need to let that go and start appealing to the normal people. Like, if we ever want to win back young men, we have to be a little bit edgy. We can't be so risk-averse and so fucking finger-waggy all the time. Like, don't you dare say that.
I also think we need more mean nicknames.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. There's stuff that I call for the Democrats to do, and then I see them do it, and I think it's kind of cringe.
Trump can only do some of this stuff because he's so shameless. So incredibly shameless. But I think Democrats can still be punchier and not so risk averse while not leaning into the cringe of it.
Yeah, and it's tough. I don't know. It's like I say we need more Democrats communicating with people online, but then certain Congress people who shall remain nameless like act like they're content creators, and I see their stuff and I'm like, kill me.
And my friends are like, Mockler, I know you want to punch back, but you can't just go key Republicans' cars at the bar. That's not a cool thing to do. I've never actually done that.
As long as it's not a Tesla, you won't get charged with a fucking hate crime. Do you think that's still going to be a thing, by the way?
No, it's just public intimidation. I think they just say shit. They just say shit over and over. And by the way, I've never keyed a car before. But no, I do tell my friends we need to be more punchy. And they always ask me what that means. And I think it means still being a good person, still having moral clarity about like minorities and minority groups. Like, we should always 100% stick up for trans people in every single situation. But like, I think that edginess will prevent people from feeling suffocated. And edginess doesn't have to come at the expense of minorities. You can be punching up. I have friends who are overwhelmingly liberal, and they've told me sometimes they just feel suffocated by the way the movement has progressed.
Well, I don't know. It's like, I'm a big Newsom hater. Obviously, I've been very impressed with how he's been handling things as Trump has attacked California so brutally. I think Newsom has stepped up and done what Newsom should have been doing all along. I tweeted something like, I much prefer arrest me, Newsom, to Charlie Kirk, my son is your biggest fan, Newsom. But, you know, looking at him for a second, he is punchy. He can be edgy, but he's also throwing trans people under the bus. And I'm like, there's nothing edgy about doing that. Like, it's not counterculture to throw trans people under the bus. Throwing trans people under the bus is the culture. That is the norm in this country. That's what people do. Like, standing up and advocating for them is what it is. You being a rebel. It is you being a fucking dark horse who does what they want. You see this thing that's going on with Zohran, where Zohran Mamdani is a Muslim guy who doesn't attack trans people, and he is surging in the polls in New York City, city riddled with Islamophobia. And it's like, wait a second, how is this guy that seems to be doing all the woke stuff that everybody blames the left for our losses for, how is this woke left-wing guy cultivating such a positive coalition, even though he isn't attacking trans people or, you know, trying to be anti-woke?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you can still have moral clarity and stick up for groups while being edgy and specifically trying to punch up. And I think that's something that we need to do, or be edgy in favor of these groups. Like, you know what I would love to do is be edgy against the Russian government and Vladimir Putin and people who support the invasion of Ukraine. I think being like a dark woke warrior for democracy is solid, while saying equality is the way to go. Yeah.
Well, before we lose you, I know you went to the No Kings protest, which I avoided because I get terrible anxiety in crowds and it's really bad. I wanted to play one clip that was really cool to see from the protest. Dante, if you could throw it up.
Of Los Angeles, ice melts right here and says, what's up, how are you? Thank you very much. How are you feeling to be out here right now?
Oh, got my kids right here.
You brought your kids?
That's right, they're right here. 25 years veteran right here. Army, this is bullshit right here.
Is that how you feel?
Hell yeah.
So you're an Army veteran.
Got them right.
And when you see these guys on the streets right now, how does it make you feel?
What do you think? We have amendments that we can go after this. Let's hope that this is the right thing to do. Otherwise, we're just being peaceful right now. Let's just hope this is the way it stays.
Introduce me to your children. Where's your children?
Chad.
I love it.
What a fucking alpha.
Yeah.
What was your experience? I know you posted a bunch. People should go check it out on the Adam Mockler channels and social media stuff. But what was your general takeaway from No Kings? You were in Chicago?
Yeah, we did a live stream in Chicago. We peaked at 37K watching, which was insane. We were walking around with a backpack, live streaming, interviewing people just like that. And dude, it was amazing. It was motivating, energizing, and the vibes were great. Now, I've been to like 50 different Trump rallies. I built my career off of debating Trump supporters at his rallies in a very respectful way. So it's always nice to be in kind of like home territory and not always be a little bit on edge, like I'm going to get socked from behind. So it was sick. We got to meet a lot of fans. And I want to point out the dichotomy between the Trump rallies I would go to and the No Kings protest, because the Trump rallies, while the people are nice on an individual level, they'll always say something like, we need to deport them all. Get them all out of here. I don't really care. Just get them all out. But when I'm here at these rallies, the No King, people had flags with like hearts on them and a sign that just said like, love thy neighbor. And honestly, it was more Christian than any Trump rally that I've been to in the beliefs or the core thesis of like what the people were trying to say. And it was solid. Very, very peaceful. Everybody had a forward-looking message, and it gave me hope for the midterms. It gave me hope that millions of like-minded people across the country are still mobilizing to have their voices heard. And I think Trump kind of unintentionally or intentionally sparked something like this. Have you heard of the Barbra Streisand effect?
I reference the Streisand effect on fucking FY Pod all the time. I love the Streisand effect. People Streisand the fuck out of each other.
You know what I mean? I feel like this protest was an example of that, where the No Kings protest wasn't really like a huge deal. It was kind of gaining traction. And then Trump got asked about it in the Oval Office and he said some dumb shit. He was like, we're going to come down very heavy. And then it started to go super viral and he kind of Streisanded affected it. It was solid. While I was there, I loved meeting everybody, a diverse amount of people, both in age, in race, in gender. It was just people from all age demographics there, which was amazing to see. And I really do think the optics of people holding these signs that said, love thy neighbor, with American flags and Mexican flags, I think it was good. Because then that signals to other Americans, people who don't really pay attention, that, hey, these people seem to love America just like me. Maybe they actually have a point or something that I should listen to. So overall, the optics were great. The vibe was great. And I think we should be doing more of that. That's what democracy in action.
That's why it's important, everybody, to inspire so much hope that they can't cultivate enough fear to stop us. Adam, thank you so much for talking to us tonight. Everybody go follow him or whatever the fuck you want to do. And we will be talking about more important, pressing matters very soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.